Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
It's time to talk about Uncharted 4.
Nathan Drake.
PlayStation 4. I went and picked it up launch day. I was there in line. I wasn't. I just went in and picked it up. But I've been playing Uncharted 4. It's an exclusive for the PlayStation 4. And let's.
Were you going into it thinking you would like it? Or that one you were just concerned?
I've loved all the Uncharted games. I mean, they kind of have this back and forth thing going with Tomb Raider where it's like, Tomb Raider's a lot like Uncharted, then Uncharted's a lot like Tomb Raider, and back and forth and back and forth. Uncharted typically has a better story and a more cinematic presentation.
Gotcha.
So Uncharted 4 for PlayStation 4, let's get some of this over with. It may be the best looking game ever, honestly. Like, it may be and you might argue like, well, better frame rates, higher. No, just when you look at it and put all that technical stuff aside, the environments are so detailed, the characters are so lifelike, it is just really stinking impressive. Like, amazing. When you put all that together with the story and the performances that are just fantastic, they seem like real people. The voice actors are so good, the motion capture is so good. What you have is the best summer action movie, but it's a game that you get to play.
Yeah.
And I like it a lot. In fact, I like Uncharted 4 so much, to keep from just gushing, let me just tell you the stuff I didn't like.
Okay, good, because there is something. Yeah, I didn't think there would be.
There are a couple of things that I didn't like. One is that Uncharted has kind of three elements. It has story, it has cover-based shooting, like third-person cover-based shooting, and then it has climbing segments. I love the climbing segments. I love the story. The shooting is okay, but to me, there's this thing it does that I hate. You get into shooter, you're being Nathan Drake, you're being heroic, but also killing a lot of people, which is weird, but we don't have to get into it. We'll just pretend he's disabling them. And you do this thing when you're in a third-person cover where you move the camera around, and you know that when you pop up, your gun sight's going to be right there in the middle of the camera. In this game, you get it all lined up from cover, and you pop up, and for some reason, the gun sight's way over there. And it just kept doing that. And I was like, hey, guys! I'm looking down here. Why do you keep pointing over there?
So that may be a problem then? Or
I feel like it needs to be patched. After a while, you kind of get used to adjusting it a certain way. But at first, it was really jarring and not cool. And the other thing is, if you've been watching any of the build-up to Uncharted 4, there's this big chase sequence that involves an armored vehicle, and you're driving a Jeep. And it looks amazing. I wish it was fun, because it's not. I hated it.
But sometimes they go so much for the looks.
I hated it.
The content.
The Jeep doesn't handle for crap. Like, you're spinning it. I hated it. And the sequence that follows it, again, another big action set piece that should have been amazing.
I hated it.
I wanted to get it. I played it over and over and over. I just wanted to get it done because it just didn't work right. And you could argue like, well, that's because you suck. Well, maybe it is. But I will tell you this. I went from having a ton of fun and really enjoying myself to suddenly have this segment where I was just like, boy, this is not really good.
Once it's over with, you were back to fun.
I was back to having fun. So I love the climbing in Uncharted 4. There's a new grappling hook that was great. I love the big sequences of like, hey, I'm sliding down this thing. I'm throwing the grappling hook. I'm flying over nothing. I'm jumping. And again, at one point, he made this jump that was just impossible, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then Nate on screen goes, wow, I can't believe I made that. He and I had a bonding moment right there. Like, we really did.
You're just such great friends.
I love that. So I thought the shooting was good in that the AI enemies, if you sit still, they will hunt you down. They will flank you. Just in general, Uncharted 4 is great. Like, I had a great time playing it.
He spent a lot of time playing it, and he still is, which is a sign that he really likes it.
Yeah, so it's out for the PlayStation 4. I realize this is a no-brainer at this point, but I paid $60. I felt like it was worth it.